the second hour of the program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, going to continue here with some more good news, because we've got it to report. There's a little bit of good news in the world of marijuana reform. In fact, in two places, in California, legislation, according to the Marijuana Policy Project, legislation that would remove penalties for adult marijuana use has been approved by a major committee in the state legislature.
Some penalties, but not all penalties, right?
Would remove penalties. It's the first time in U.S. history that a bill to tax and regulate marijuana ever made it to a state legislative committee, and it passed with a majority of the vote. Ultimately, legislative rules and deadlines are preventing the bill from progressing further, but the groundbreaking success in the Public Safety Committee is a signal that they're making big strides. For the first time, state lawmakers were forced to seriously consider replacing marijuana prohibition with legal regulation, and they said yes. So, a little bit of good news, but the better news is over in New Jersey, where, according to the New York Times, the New Jersey legislature approved a measure on Monday that would make the state the 14th in the nation, and one of the few on the East Coast to legalize the use of marijuana to help patients with chronic illness. The measure would allow patients diagnosed with severe illnesses like cancer, AIDS, Lou Gehrig's disease, muscular dystrophy, and multiple sclerosis to have access to marijuana grown and distributed through state-monitored dispensaries. It's not the best of the possible situations, but it's something. It's a nod towards being compassionate towards these folks that are sick, and I think that's good news. It was passed by the General Assembly and the State Senate on the final day of the legislative session, so waiting to the very last moment to finally do this. The governor of the state, John Corzine, has said he would sign it into law before leaving office next Tuesday. Supporters said that within 9 months, patients with a prescription for marijuana from their doctors should be able to obtain it at one of six locations. This is one of the problems with this government distribution model, is that, oh, well, we'll just set up however many arbitrary locations we decide to set up. And all you sick people, you can just come on out of your homes and, you know, get in your cars. Or maybe if you've got enough, you know, if you've got friends who can do it for you, they can go and pick it up. I'm not sure. I don't know how strict the rules are going to be if the patient himself has to go and do it. But it says here patients should be able to obtain it at one of six locations. So the government just will arbitrarily set up some distribution
centers. Six locations
centers
in the entire state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be like if the New Jersey legislature decided how many Outback Steakhouses they were going to have there.
Pretty much.
The marketplace needs to decide how many locations that people can buy from.
Well, you remember what happened? The marketplace out in California, in Los Angeles, over a number of years went from something like, you know, a dozen marijuana distribution facilities to 1,000 marijuana distribution facilities, and now they're trying to essentially eliminate a bunch of them. The government is stepping in and saying, "Oh, this is too many. We need to cut it down to size." You know, basically trying to protect their buddies that don't like all the competition.
Yeah,
and
something.
The way it should be done is to just allow whoever wants to open up a dispensary to do that. But nonetheless, this is government we're dealing with, and just the fact that they could even show a little bit of compassion towards sick people is worthy of mention. So, 14th state, New Jersey. Charles Kwiatkowski, age 38, one of dozens of patients who rallied at the state house before the vote and broke into applause when it was approved, says it's finally nice to see a day when democracy helps heal people. Mr. Kwiatkowski of Hazlitt, New Jersey, who has multiple sclerosis, said his doctors have recommended marijuana to treat neuralgia, which causes him to lose the feeling and the use of his right arm and shoulders. The MS Society has shown that this drug will help slow the progression of my disease. Why would I want to use anything else? The bill's approval, which comes after years of lobbying by patients' rights groups and advocates of some less restrictive drug laws, was nearly derailed at the 11th hour as some lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, wavered, and Governor-elect Christopher Christie, a Republican, went to the State House and expressed reservations about it. In the end, it did pass by comfortable margins in both houses. And the story goes on to talk about how the state would help set the cost of the marijuana. The measure does not require insurance companies to pay for it. Some educators and law enforcement advocates worked doggedly against the proposal, saying the law would make marijuana more readily available. You got to be kidding, right? What, they really think that it's not readily available right now? They think it's difficult for people in New Jersey or anywhere else to find marijuana?
It's very easily accessible. In fact, if you're underage, it's more easily accessible than alcohol.
Right.
Absolutely.
And it's so funny to listen to people that are scared of the idea of legalization of marijuana to confront that particular point. Your kid can get marijuana more easily than he can get vodka.
And that's certainly true. As somebody,
the kids will tell you.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who wasn't in the public school system too long ago, I wasn't somebody who smoked marijuana, but I could have gotten it the same day, no problem, from several different people.
Had you decided to start.
Right. If I wanted to get alcohol, then that was a much more complicated process.
Indeed, some of these law enforcers and educators said that it would not only make marijuana more readily available, but also more likely to be abused. Well, how is that exactly? How is it that having 6 distribution locations on the part of the state distributing this is going to increase any of that? People have to go in with a prescription. They go out of there with whatever their prescription amount is for. I can tell you those doctors aren't going to be writing prescriptions for 20 pounds of pot. So I don't think that there's going to be any significant increase, as though some guy in a wheelchair rolling in and getting an ounce of weed is somehow going to result in a whole bunch more weed being on the streets. Are you kidding me?
This is the fear.
It reminds me of a story that Brad Jardis posted. By the way, there's an update in his case. Brad Jardis, the guy from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, one of the very few and proud law enforcement officers who's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, he has actually been reinstated. He went through his psych evaluation, passed with flying colors, and as of, I think, Thursday, will be back on duty.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't rig that somehow. You know,
I'm sure they've got something planned for him now that he's back on duty.
I mean, it sounds like the hearing that took place, his termination hearing, it didn't go so well for the department.
No, because 60 Liberty activists showed up to support Brad.
Yeah.
That's why. And if those folks hadn't shown up, they would have probably taken him off the department, I would bet.
Right, and this is really what the Free State Project was sort of set up to handle, situations just like this, and it went off great.
Yeah, turning the activists out. Anyway, Brad had posted something about, let's see, so we were talking about, I spaced out on this one, so the idea that there's all this extra weed on the streets. Brad had posted a story on the thread over the Free Keen forum that he started about how the police in some place in New Hampshire were bragging about how they busted a pound of marijuana. As though the streets were going to be so much safer and cleaner of marijuana because they took a pound.
One person can grow this in their spare bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, on any given block in a, you know, any city, it wouldn't be that unsafe to assume that there's a pound of marijuana within a block.
Distributed throughout the households, you mean?
Yeah.
Or the actual pound?
I mean, because when you think a lot of people have an ounce at a time, maybe a little bit more, that's 16 houses that have pot in them. It's not that many houses.
Absolutely.
No.
So just to kind of give you an idea of the cops were out there bragging about how great they're doing. We took a pound off the streets. We're making a dent. They actually said they've made a dent in the marijuana trade. No. All you did was inconvenience a few people for one night. Maybe. The people that were expecting to get some weed out of that particular pound, they have to call up their alternative dealer or, whatever.
You just gave business to a different drug dealer is all you did.
And a low-level drug dealer at that.
Right. They were talking about this Mexican drug war. You know, they arrested some big cartel guy down in Mexico relatively recently, yesterday or something like that. And they're admitting right there that somebody steps in and then somebody steps in and somebody steps in. And there's nothing they can do about it, but they continue doing it. This is on NPR today.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. There's a little bit more here, some more quotes from some upset bureaucrats here that New Jersey has shown a little bit of compassion. and will be allowing some of the sickest people to get their hands on marijuana, presuming they can get out of their houses and get down and get it from the government distribution facilities. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can see them for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners is brought to you by the good folks over at Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
The Totasack, go check them out at TOTASAK.com. It's a cool little handle made of 100% recycled polymer right here in the United States, and it's for carrying groceries and all kinds of other carrying tasks. I found it to be very convenient in my life. I wouldn't want to live without Totasacks anymore. Plus, it makes a nice little personal protection device. Totasack.com, TOTASAK.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls here. We'll get back to the New Jersey marijuana decrim issue or the medical marijuana issue in a moment. But first, let's talk to Mark in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Well, I guess we're going to start talking about the marijuana legalization issue now because that's what I called in about.
Okay.
I definitely agree with you guys that it should be legal in an ideal world. I think actually in the with the current government that we're stuck with, I mean, basically what would happen is you would have massive taxes and regulation and, the prices would shoot through the roof, basically. I think probably decriminalization is a better approach.
I agree with you completely. I don't think that even under taxing and regulating that the prices could exceed the black market rates.
Right. That's the argument I was going to make, is that because the black market adds so much to the cost of the product, even if they taxed it something like 1,000% in a legal market where you had free competition and growing it, it would be so cheap to produce that you might be paying $50 an ounce instead of whatever.
But that said, I still agree with you, Mark. I still agree that decrim is the ideal situation. Legalization, just essentially, right now the medical or the marijuana industry is in the hands of the criminal element, and legalizing it just takes it out of the hands of the other crime gangs and puts it in the hands of the biggest crime gang, of course, the government. So I agree with you. If it's just decrim, then that just eliminates all the criminalization of marijuana possession and use, and essentially allows the marketplace to handle.
But we're not going to get the
product.
Ideal solution.
Yeah, no, I think that the prices would have to go pretty high before you'd actually see the black market really being a major factor. I mean, just like you don't see rum runners too much today, even though the prices of alcohol are very much inflated due to the taxation and everything.
Well, but the prices of alcohol being inflated, they're probably not inflated 100% over what it costs to that it would cost otherwise without the taxes. Whereas with marijuana, you're talking about probably 1,000%, if not more, currently inflated over growing a weed in your backyard.
Oh, it's thousands of percent.
Yeah, it's significantly higher. So, alcohol
well, no,
certainly
understand.
Is taxed.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just sure that the government would probably use the current price as a starting point and probably double it to, they're looking for, a way of raping us with their taxes, any way they possibly can.
Sure.
And actually, in this state anyway, I know that the alcohol prices are probably about triple of what they would be otherwise just based on the taxation. And, I don't know what, probably regulation would add a lot to that too.
Yeah, I agree with that. Alcohol would likely be fairly much more affordable than it currently is in the absence of all the absurd regulations.
I don't know how much more. I mean, at one point, it depends on where you are, because the taxation of alcohol and the regulation of it is mostly a state and local thing, although there are federal taxes. But at one point in this country, it was far more common, even after Prohibition ended, to have people producing moonshine. It still happens, but that was largely because there were tax policies in place in many places that did make alcohol so expensive, the white market alcohol that was taxed and regulated by the state, that it made sense for people, especially people who didn't make very much money, to buy black market liquor because it was significantly cheaper. So if there's enough economic incentive there, you will have black market activity pop up. I just don't know if that would actually happen if you had legal marijuana that was taxed in the same way that alcohol was. To be honest, I think we'd have a situation much like we have today with alcohol where, you do have to pay taxes on it, but
I just, it's legal. I don't think that you, I think what you'd find is marijuana, it, okay, when you look at liquor, to produce liquor, you have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars and a lot of time to produce your own liquor. To produce marijuana, you take some seeds out of the bag of marijuana that you have and you throw them in your backyard and you have produced marijuana. I don't think in a world where marijuana is legal and taxed that they're really going to go around door to door looking for people growing that stuff in their backyard.
That's not true, yeah. Nick. You can put more work into it and get better returns.
We still sex the plants, right? I mean, you're not just going to throw marijuana seeds out in your backyard and feed them. There's some gardening involved, is what I'm
saying. Not much. You could just throw them out there, and then the plants that grow buds, you harvest those. They're going to have seeds in them because you didn't eliminate the males, and they'll pollinate, and that'll create that problem.
Well, that's basically available throughout most of the country anyway. It's called ditchweed.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, very, very poor quality.
Well, there is a lot of ditchweed growing around, but you can still, you could take higher level plants. You could grow these things in your house, too. If in a world where marijuana is legal and taxed, then you're going to find a lot of people that want to grow their own in the same way that people grow their own tomatoes, which are legal, and taxed to some level. They're regulated, at least.
Well, they probably have a license, for you to grow it, I would imagine, just like with everything else.
And I don't need a license. I mean, what are they going to do if you don't have a license?
They might just make...
It would still be illegal for you to grow.
Make home production illegal like they do with the production of hard liquor today.
But they're not throwing anybody in jail for these. This
if
is the point.
Still,
in
will.
Michigan, there are people that get thrown in prison for life for marijuana. When you're talking about a fine or something like that...
Moonshiners still get busted in some places.
What do they do with them?
They tend
presumably
to
send them to jail.
No, they
find
don't.
Them.
You can't. We didn't have a moonshine story on the show.
One of our guys
took his still, big fat hairy deal.
It definitely, they don't have the war on drugs mentality when they're busting stills.
It's
but
true.
You can face years in prison for producing liquor at home.
And people will laugh at that. They'll laugh them out of court for this crap. If we can get marijuana,
if you went to
legal
Star
and taxed,
you could find some stories about moonshiners getting busted.
Life would be so much better. There's no reason to bitch about what life would be like if marijuana was legal and taxed.
Personally, what matters to me is that we stop seeing drug users arrested for it and we get rid of the black market and the violence and all the negative things that go along with the black market production of the drug.
It'd be a big step in the right direction.
If the government's going to tax it, it's not a perfect world, but it's far better than what we have today.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, obviously with the proper kind of deregulation, you wouldn't see people arrested for weed either. I mean, I'm sure they probably try to want to find people who grow it or something ridiculous like that. But, the other thing is that, with legalization, you basically be giving more money to the government through taxation so they can keep on growing the government, which is, I don't like either, but...
I agree with you completely. I think that we can see decrim as opposed to legalization, but we've got to get the right people together, and I think that we might see that here in New Hampshire if we can get enough activists up here, because we've actually had de facto legalization by simply doing civil disobedience. I mean, here in Keene, we have people out smoking every day at 4:20 in the afternoon at Central Square.
If you're not on Central Square at 4:20, though, you'll still get arrested for marijuana.
There's a good chance of that. That's true. More coming up. Thanks, Mark, for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America
at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people, and whether public education succeeds or fails, it fails. At providing real education to the public, the costs go up and up, year after year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com.
We continue with your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Anthony, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Mike, Ian. How are you?
Mark's here, and Nick. So what's on your mind?
Mark and Nick.
And Ian.
I would like to bring up this subject of the philandering by Clinton, Bush, and Tiger Woods.
Okay.
I can't understand why people are so surprised and shocked. This brouhaha about their philandering. This is part of our gross, decadent, and misogynistic American culture.
American culture hates women?
Huh?
American culture hates women?
Oh, yes, the way they abuse women, you bet, and subjugate them submissively, you bet. It's exceedingly abusive, misogynistic patriarchal culture, just like the Muslims and the Hindus, don't get me wrong. But here's my point. I want to trace this back to...
But before you go on there, I don't know about the culture that you live in, but in the culture that I live in, women are fairly revered and respected, and they're treated well.
Oh, you know about domestic abuse, number one. And two, you know about the theological...
Number one and two, what?
Of Catholicism, Protestantism,
Hinduism, slow down. Let's take one and two first. Domestic abuse. Wait a minute. Let's take one and two first. Hang on before you just roll on through a bunch of points. Let's take one and two first.
If you're talking about domestic violence, from the numbers I've looked at, women are more likely to commit domestic violence than men.
Absolutely.
It's just underreported.
Putting me on, really?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, come on. You're saying that tongue-in-cheek, aren't you, friends?
No, I'm not. What I will tell you is that the justice system we have in this country, if anything, is more lenient on women than men. A woman can commit murder and is far less likely to serve as much time as a man accused of the exact same crime. So if you're going to argue about the way our society treats women, if anything, I would think that in the name of feminism, we've actually given women an unfair advantage over men in the way that we handle relations between the two genders.
Well, I just don't think it's
maybe
even
you're
fair
right,
to...
but and I'll criticize women too. After I trace this problem back, this sexism problem back to Hugh Hefner and the feminists in the '60s, when Hugh Hefner came out with this Playboy, this gross, decadent culture, he's in what is octogenarian now, and he's still walking around in his pajamas and smoking his bottle of pot.
Can you blame him?
I think it's gross, man. It's embarrassing.
Well, now that he's in his 80s, it is kind of gross to me.
Yeah. But listen, I'll get on a women's case because I told this to my Jungian and Rogerian psychologist here in Arcata, and she agreed immediately. When the feminists had a decision to make in the 60s, when they said, hey, listen, men, you guys are cheating on us, but we can't cheat on you. So I thought rationally, Mark and Nick, that women would maturely say, as they did in Leostrata or The Birds by Aristophanes, they go on a sex strike and said, if you cheat on us, we're not going to have a relationship with you. Instead, what did they do, friends? They said, if you cheat on us, we're going to cheat on you. Now, that was where they went wrong big time. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think there's a problem putting all women and men into the same category as though they're all the same. Women didn't do this and men didn't do that. There are some women who might have done this. There are some men who might have done that. So if we could just stop putting people in categories, it's almost as bad as Scott the Bigot's calls, just in a different way.
Well, to some extent, you do have to. I mean, if you're talking about the ideas here of what the feminist movement did, you do have to generalize. I'll say that maybe the way that people work isn't the way that you or other people might want them to work. But in general terms, I don't think it's a difference of between men and women. I think that human beings in general, they're not prone to fidelity.
Right, and monogamy. No. I don't think that the human animal is entirely a monogamous animal.
I'm not saying monogamy is bad, certainly.
Look at bonobos.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not
dirty,
saying...
Dirty bonobos.
I'm not saying that
monogamy
is bad either.
That's a good point. That's dangerous liaisons, and it's just not practical. It doesn't work in our society.
What's not practical?
What isn't practical?
Dangerous liaisons, polygamy, multiple partners. It's promiscuity, and it's led to...
Well, some people make it work.
The condom is the glass slipper of our society.
The sexualized violence on television, the pornography. Hey, listen, I'm not a prude. I'm 66. I grew up in the 60s. But I think there's definitely something gross and decadent about the way we treat women, about the way women are unfaithful to men, And the way it's portrayed on television.
I treat my women very
well. I think women definitely are objectified to a large extent
in the
media.
I'm not gonna argue that one.
I'll agree with that. I'm just not so sure that infidelity is that much more prevalent today than it was 100 years ago.
No, our communication's better now.
And it might just be that people are more willing to talk about it. It's not a taboo subject where, somebody cheats on their wife with five other people, and then we just don't talk about it because it's an impolite topic of conversation. Today it's going to be discussed like any other topic. So I think in part that's why it seems like there's so much philandering going on. There is quite a bit of it, but I don't know if it's any more than happened in years past.
Well, certainly not among men, but among women, because the feminists made the decision to cheat on men. If they
the men were
men,
having sex with
women,
somebody.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that now that women cheat more because some feminists made a decision that now all women cheat more? I mean, this is ludicrous.
I'm generalizing, as you said.
Yeah, look,
culture,
women and
culture,
men have been cheating on each other since time immemorial. Hang on a second here. Let me get something
fascist,
through to you.
Imperialistic, misogynistic, genocidal culture. We go to other countries and genocide people to
extract. Do you really believe
their human
what you're saying?
Mineral resources, man. We got a shadow.
Far out, man. Look, do you really believe what you're saying here that women in the past cheated less often than they do today? That somebody made a decision in some feminist meeting once and now all of a sudden
because
women cheat more?
Because they have chastity belts and the feminists made a deliberate decision to start cheating in the 60s.
Ludicrous. I think that's absolutely absurd. Women and men have been cheating on each other since time immemorial. Please. Do you have anything else for us tonight?
I've enjoyed talking to you, Mark.
Right.
And you have a great new decade.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Come on. Like, as though the decision that some feminists could make at some meeting in the 1960s would have any effect on people's sexual desires. That's why cheating happens. People want to experience, I'm sure there are lots of reasons, but one of the reasons why is people want something new. They want to experience, emotions that they can't experience with their current partner.
Well, that's probably, I would say that a deeper underlying reason is that a lot of times people will cheat because they're not too satisfied with the relationship they're in. Certainly, the sexual attraction is part of it. That's the underpinning part of it. But I think it goes deeper than that. And I'm not saying that I think cheating on somebody who you've made an agreement to be monogamous with is a good thing. I'm just saying it's happened for forever.
And I think that the whatever plan one might institute or suggest for the cultivating of chastity among women and today's society is really just objectifying them in another direction. Mm. It's just more objectification.
You should be a good little girl.
Right. Whatever it is, if whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. And whatever the consequences should be the consequences. If some guy doesn't want to be in a relationship with her because she's a little tramp, well, okay.
I think people should communicate more about how they're feeling and communicate about their desires and get it all out on the table rather than going behind people's backs. I think that would help, but it still isn't going to stop people from wanting to do those things. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Cheating or whatever you want to talk about.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls. But first, I want to tell you about Nick's website, FreeMindsMedia.com. You can get both FreeMinds TV and FreeMinds Radio, which are the shows that Nick is one of the primary hosts on. It's a once-a-week thing. You can get FreeMinds TV, FreeMinds Radio, both of them completely free at FreeMindsMedia.com. And are you guys moving production times on the TV side of things? Is that going to affect your viewers at all?
Moving our production times won't. We're just moving it later in the night on Tuesday nights when we normally record the show. Of course, it might affect my availability on this show.
I see.
At least for the first hour. So.
Okay. So people can go to freemindsmedia.com and get more content involving Nick. Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Jason in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason Permis. How you doing?
Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I had a question, and not really a question, but more of a long lines. Everybody's been pushing gold and silver, you know, for the past several years, and I've just started seeing copper showing up in mint websites and on the market. Do you have any opinions on that?
Well, I've seen I've seen copper ounces. The Liberty Dollar was putting them out for a little while.
The Ron Paul one.
There was a Ron Paul one. There was a regular Liberty Dollar one. I've always found them kind of interesting, but
sure isn't as pretty.
If you don't keep them preserved when they come originally, they look great.
Yeah,
but you have to keep them in like one of those little cases and
you can polish lines, right?
Yeah, I mean you can polish them. As far as an investment goes, I mean, I'm not an expert by any means. I do know that copper is a lot more dependent on the economic cycle. So it's got a lot of industrial uses. It's not so much a precious metal per se. It's a metal that has some value. So when the economy takes a dive, economic output starts to fall, and people aren't using as much copper, then the price of copper is going to fall, whereas you really don't have that problem as much with gold and silver. from the way I understand it. So if you're looking for something that will still be valuable even during an economic depression, then I don't know that copper is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, in saying that, and I'm probably going back regressing to more of the questions, but if and when the time comes that that does happen, that the economy goes, you know, down the toilet, everybody was pushing, you know, buy copper, buy gold and silver to protect your assets so that, you know, because gold and silver always holds its value through the years. If you was to, let's say, do the bartering where, you know, well, if I got to go down and, you know, let's say, you know, look, going back in history when, you know, when in after wars when, you know, say like a loaf of bread costs, you know, several, you know, hundreds of thousands of Deutschmarks. In Germany, would that be the same thing where if I was to, what would be the value, do you think, if I was to trade back and forth from people locally that, you know, a farmer or I got a local dairy where I live, such thing, what would the value between, you know, persons go long, you know, minus, say, you know, trade this, trade for that?
Well, I mean, I think it would depend. The thing about barter is it largely depends on whether you have something that the other person wants. So if somebody has a loaf of bread and you have, I don't know, a piece of wood, if he doesn't want wood, or, you know, then that's not going to be a very good trade.
Was that the question, though?
Saturated with wood. Is that what you're asking, or are you asking specifically about copper or something like, or gold or silver?
Well, that was my original question, was your opinion on copper, but then additionally, I've always, you know, listened to you and Mr. Jones for quite a while, and we were always pushing gold and silver, and I'm like, well, what would be the value of it if when the time that the economy has just, you know, gone?
Well, I would say it'd be probably similar to what it is today. I mean, because if you look at gold, for instance, over time, and you mentioned this earlier, Jason, is that, you know, it has held its value. Was it The Richest Man in Babylon, I think, is a little book that gives some real money basics. And it talks about how way back in the day, a suit of fine clothes was an ounce of gold. And today, a suit of fine clothes is going to cost you an ounce of gold. So it's very likely that in an economic depression, it may cost you still an ounce of gold.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that, and I've heard people try to pick this apart as if gold and silver don't have value because they're just shiny metal without much practical purpose. Well, yes, sure. They are just shiny metal without much practical. I think that's the question that you're at the root of it. That's the question you're asking. And for whatever reason, human beings seem to have a pretty consistent demand for, even if they're dirt poor, trying to scrape by for these shiny metals. And that's originally why they were chosen as a common means of exchange, was that it simply simplified barter. Not everybody wanted to trade, you know, half of a chicken for a loaf of bread. That gets messy and complicated. It's much easier to have one simple means of exchange that everybody uses to square up, especially if you don't have something that your neighbor wants at that particular time. He can take that piece of metal that you give him and take it down the road to somebody who does have something that he wants. So they would hold up pretty well in any kind of a Great Depression, I would think.
Right. Well, but if that gold had no value, I mean, or the coin, I shouldn't say gold, but if that particular metal, you know, they had no value, I mean, that'd be the issue, though, I guess.
Well, it would depend. I mean, we can sit here and we can predict what we think will happen.
Respectfully.
In any given situation, the question is, does it have value to the person who is offering the product or the service? And if that gold or silver is known in the marketplace that it will buy other things, then it likely will have value, unless that person, for whatever reason, decides that to them, gold and silver isn't worth anything. They'd rather get, you know, a bottle of liquor from you or something like that.
There's enough people who want gold and silver that it does. I mean, people, when you get down to whether it has intrinsic value or not, well, you can't really eat gold or silver, but it comes pretty close to having intrinsic value in that it seems like people through all different kinds of societies and all different epochs in history have wanted the shiny metal, and I do too. I would trade you something of value for gold or silver right now, even though I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just going to hold on to it.
And afford it. Right, yeah.
Right.
Have another time for another little question here?
Sure.
Okay, so let's say that that does happen, and I've saved up all this gold and silver and copper. And do you think that that a grocery store or a hardware store would value that as a currency? Would you think if I was to go in there and say, well, you know, the U.S. dollar is completely, you know, turned up with toilet paper, and I need to go buy, you know, a couple, you know, $100 in wood to rebuild the front deck of my house. Would you think I'd go in there and say, well, hey, here's, you know, well, this costs this much, you know, give you some silver. Do you think they would actually respect that?
I would think so, because you're talking about a world that's entirely different than what things are like today. So you're talking about how would big box stores react? And I can't entirely tell you, but you would think that if you brought them something of value, they'd go for it. But I would like to point out that whenever I've brought the Liberty Dollar, I used to try to use it on a regular basis, the hard currency one, the 20
ounce of silver.
Yeah, the $10 or the $20 1 ounce piece. Is the cashier would inevitably buy it. Every time I used it, the cashier would buy that thing. And then
you sound like a mom and pop store, though.
No, I'm talking about Office Max and gas stations.
Oh, really?
And I used it all different places, and it never even hit the register.
Right, and I think that's probably the argument that bad money in circulation drives out good money out of circulation, because people will hoard the good money and keep circulating the worthless paper, so... That's been my experience, too, and I've worked as a cashier. If anything with any kind of silver value, say a 1964 quarter, hit the drawer, I would immediately swap it out for another quarter because it has more value.
Well,
I'm not going to
know the value of that, though. I was in a gas station years ago, and somebody went in, and my brother-in-law is a coin collector, and somebody had passed off a couple of, oh gosh, what's a lira? I think it's Italian.
Yeah.
And it has the same size and feel of a quarter, and the guy gave him a lira, and this cashier wasn't even paying attention, and he just went ahead and took it.
Everybody needs to be aware. Caveat emptor, in that case, Nick may know a little bit more about the history of coins. I may not know that about that. But if somebody comes to me as a business owner, as a retailer, and right now, or you know, in this future world, the dollar is virtually completely worthless, and it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a loaf of bread, and they say, here, I've got this ounce of silver, and I'd like to buy my groceries with it, it's going to be a no-brainer for me, and the word's going to get around that silver and gold are holding their value and they're far more useful than this hyperinflating currency. I think there's been some real great questions. I thank you for making the call tonight, Jason. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unless, of course, the market can come up with something better as a go-between, as a medium of exchange, something better than gold and silver in that situation. Right now, that seems to be the best option. Will it always be?
You can have pieces of paper that are actually backed up by gold and silver certificates.
There's more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.